They'd always have to put tar in and everything like that?
Well, the ones that leaked it put tar, but the ones that didn't, they, to you that swell up, I mean, they're made out of cypress planks. They made dugouts. At one time they had dugouts, but I never see them make no dugouts or anything.
Yes, sir.
They made them out of cypress boards. That cypress swell up and they won't leak out. As long as you stay in water, they won't leak. You get better all the time.
But were there more woods here at that time? In other words, they've done a lot of land, or has it been cleared up now?
Oh yeah, a lot of land been cleared up. Watch here, you're gonna break it, you shoot it.
Okay. And what were the roads like? Like the road from here to Baton Rouge, you said was?
Well, it was mighty little gravel on it at that time. And same thing with Plaquemine, it was very little.
I guess you were long foot heading them too.
Yeah. Well, if we're here long, we'd be still driving a gravel road, muddy road.
He was a good governor, wasn't he?
I think he was. In fact, I knew he was. He might have did a little wrong here and there, but who didn't, you know? There's a many a one around here when they got an education, like we did, including me probably, if he hadn't come through with free school books and so forth, free transportation.
Yes, sir.
Because at that time, a book, you take a book, $3 or $4 for a book, I mean, you couldn't afford to buy too many books. I mean, you could buy some and then you could pass them down to the other children, but when you didn't have, and then I guarantee you, when we got over here, put some bridges across there, there wasn't no way to get across.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about the crops you raise? You told me you raise
sugarcane, corn, some cotton. Well, the rest of it was all vegetables.
Yes, sir.
Hay and all that stuff like that, and then vegetables of a different kind.
Yes. What type of wagons did you use here? Do you use those?
Regular four-wheel wagon.
Okay. Down the middle of them, they had when you had, say, two horses to a wagon, down the middle was
it? Tongue, wagon tongue, you know, wagon tongue. And
A buggy had
two on each side, for...
Two
tongues, one on each side for the...
Now, the wheel, what was the wheel like? You had the hub.
Yeah, the hub and spokes and iron wheels, iron rims around.
Around that wooden?
Around the wooden rim on it.
When the wheel started squeaking, you?
Stop and grease it. Oh, yeah.
Got your hands off?
Not necessary. You just pull it off and slap a little grease on it. You bagged that nut off because the nut turned the opposite way from the witch guard. In other words, the opposite side had so it would be tightening all the time. See like on the left hand side, your nut would turn. If it would turn to the back to tighten, and this way, so your left would unscrew it. Well, it had left hand thread because it would keep tightening your nut, so it wouldn't. Would turn against your washer, in other words, and your nut wouldn't vibrate at all. But all you had to do is back nut off and pull your wheel off and slap some grease on. Hell, if your wagon was empty, it wasn't no trouble to do it. And if it was, which you had to get it empty, or jack, throw a jack on it and jack it up and grease it.
Yes, sir.
But you didn't have to pull the wheel all the way off, because the wheel was on a hub about 6 inches long. Yeah, at least six, 7 inch iron hook.